The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And I'm joined by Josh Kroshauer, Hotline Josh to you. He's the politics editor of the National Journal, Hotline Josh on Twitter. Josh, Lindy's Diner, I've known about since forever. It's in Keene, New Hampshire. The former vice president says, what's not to like about Vermont? I'm beginning to think he's like Rasputin when it comes to gaffes. He cannot be stopped by gaffes.
This is another gaffe by the former vice president, and it's come to be expected. You're going to get a couple of these a week, and that he always was a gaffe machine, even as a vice president, but we're getting them more frequently as he's a presidential candidate and in the front runner in the field, at least right now. It does feel like our presidential campaigns, you are becoming more like out of Veep than out of West Wing. And this is yet another moment backing up that argument.
You know, the hapless press secretary to the Veep in Veep is very much got to be Joe Biden's long-suffering press secretary. Here's cut number 23. The vice president, former vice president, talking about, well, everything's on air and everything is recorded. He doesn't seem to know that. Cut number 23.
I got a phone call. I was out in Iowa. I know. Iowa. You heard of that place, right? Every 4 years you hear of Iowa and you hear of Dartmouth not playing rugby. Not just because the rugby team, they beat my kids' team anyway, at Penn. But
Josh, that makes no sense, but it does cannot sit well with Iowa, right? There's a sneer in his voice.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. When Biden makes a mistake, he actually immediately realizes he makes the mistake. He's done this on a number of occasions. He's corrected himself a few seconds after making sort of an obvious blunder. I think some of it is Joe Biden being Joe Biden, but I think like we've been talking about, his gaffes have gotten more frequent during the recent presidential campaign stretch. I would add, though, that look, at the last debate, when Kamala Harris was clashing with Joe Biden, it was Joe Biden that won the exchange on health care when he had the big moment. So this presidential field is not necessarily the most imposing field Democrats have put up. And when you look at the alternatives to Biden and the leading alternatives in that field, you got Warren, you got Bernie, you got Harris. Biden bested Harris in the last debate. Warren is on the very progressive side of the party. I'm not sure if she should get enough support within the party. Biden might be the last guy standing despite all the gaffes and despite all the mistakes.
Well, I like Bernie's Green New Deal. Let me tell you about Bernie's problem, though. Over the weekend, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders announced he will cut staffers' hours so that they can effectively be paid a $15 an hour minimum wage, prompting mockery, according to Fox News, from critics who say the move is more evidence that Sanders' plan to raise the national minimum wage is hypocritical. It would only lead to less work and more unemployment. What it does on a campaign, actually, it doesn't change a thing. The campaign workers already work for way below the minimum wage because they work around the clock, as you and I both know. Yeah. But he's just dealing with, it's just terrible optics for him.
Yeah, the bad optics, bad reality, because it, like you said, you don't work 9 to 5 hours on a campaign. The job of a campaign worker is you're working your tail off and you're getting below average wages, and then you're doing well, and then you're making money on the back end when you succeed. But obviously, the energy in the progressive side of the party doesn't like that business model, and they're making their candidate pay for it. Because look, if you're going to limit your campaign workers to the hours of a government worker, you're not going to have much success.
And you know what?
On the campaign trail,
I want one reporter to follow a few Bernie Sanders volunteers or campaign workers. They're going to work more than their 30 hours
right.
a week.
You can't win. You can't win because then you're going to have stories that come up, essentially arguing that the rhetoric of the Sanders campaign is hypocritical.
Okay, now the other weird story is the president wanted to nuke a hurricane. I don't really believe that. I can imagine him saying, didn't I read something once about how you could use a nuclear weapon to stop a hurricane, and someone from DHS writing a memo? He denied it today. What do you think?
It's a little crazy. It's funny that there's always some historical precedent. So when Trump was talking about buying Greenland, the sounded pretty crazy, but apparently
Truman
came up during the Truman administration. Apparently there was some staffer in the, I guess, the Eisenhower administration that wrote a memo about nuking a hurricane. It was crazy and not backed up by science, but it was out there. So it does seem like there's some golden old, kind of weird golden oldies coming back from the 40s and 50s from Trump. This is just sort of...
Yeah, you know, we're not doing that.
Ranty in the meeting, but it's not going to happen.
We're not doing that.
There is some historical precedent, albeit a very, very...
Well, I know, but what it shows is that the media is on a hair trigger. And, you can't talk out loud. You can't say, yeah, did I read Eisenhower once, wanted to drop a nuke in a hurricane? And then it becomes a front. It's just silly. Josh Kroshauer, always a pleasure. Follow him on Twitter at Hotline Josh.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.